Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast, I interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. 4 questions, 8 minutes, and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob. Here we go. Number one, a few sentences. Who are you and what do you do?
Hey, Bob. Happy Friday. I'm Bill Haber. I'm the co-founder of TechRisk. TechRisk is a Ponte Vedra, Florida-based cybersecurity company. And what we do is really help small and medium-sized businesses to drive cybersecurity. Many of them struggle to get started with solutions or don't even know where to start. We make it fast, easy, and affordable and help streamline the process of obtaining insurance as well.
Perfect, perfect. So question number two, how do you identify cyber risk? Go.
Good question. Well, cyber risk can sometimes be difficult to discover. A lot of technology companies are trying to do that using externally observable data. We take a look under the hood. We actually have client conversations based on NIST audits. And we like to learn a little bit about how companies use technology, identify what systems, processes, any type of maturity they have with products or other. They're quick, efficient conversations that produce superior results. And we use them to make recommendations or populate insurance profiles, a number of things downstream.
Perfect, perfect. And are there any tips that people can use instead of just, you know, working with you? There are things that I can do to identify cybersecurity risk.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of data out there about things to protect yourself. Number one, be paranoid about passwords. There is a lot of data in the dark web that's easily discoverable by anybody. There's a lot of folks going into business trying to find yours, mine, and everyone's credentials. Use the same passwords over and over. Or if you have any data that's been breached, you don't immediately change them. People are going to use those credentials to steal from you or your company or whatever. So be ultra paranoid about those things and guard them with your life. People are stealing with that stuff.
Absolutely there. Question number three, what other CEOs, founders, executives that you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
Well, we're having this conversation on Friday before a big week next week in Tampa. Mm-hmm. We're part of the Tampa Bay Wave Cybersecurity or CyberTech X Accelerator.
Right.
So there's about 10 companies that are all really scrambling to get ready for Demo Day, which is kind of our graduation ceremony where we all present our solutions on a stage. And I know everybody's busy working on that. So I want to give a shout out to all those people.
Perfect. Perfect. And then this is podcast is coming out, you know, about a month later after this. So hopefully you did really well on that.
Yes. Hopefully so.
Yes. There we go. Question number four, final fun question. Tell me about your most epic sale.
My most epic sale. I would have to be I had a client, I was living overseas in Australia, and had an Australian client in 2006, who was taking a tour through Europe, looking at competitors, solutions. And I said, I would love to show you one of our site references. And he said, can't do it, busy traveling with the wife. And so I had arranged to follow up with him and say, hey, Rick, listen, there is actually a reference visit we can do at a customer in Munich on Friday, if you can do it. And he said, Bill, I told you I can't do it. And I said, well, I actually also have 2 tickets on Saturday to the Australia versus Brazil game in the World Cup in Munich. And so tell me you can't make it or tell me you don't like my tie, but don't tell me you don't want to go to that game. And he said, are you serious? You have tickets? I said, I am. We went to that game. We had a ball. We built a great relationship and closed a multi-million dollar sale.
Love it there. Yep. That is an awesome story. I love that one, Bill, there. So Bill, you've got 4 minutes left. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want. We can end early. I am flexible. Go.
Let me ask you a couple questions, Bob.
Okay.
How do you deal with cybersecurity on a daily basis in your business?
We have a IT provider who's constantly checking our services there. It's one of my buddies back from Colorado who's constantly double checking everything.
Awesome. Good idea.
And then also my password, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but the idea being the concept is take a song, first letter of every little song. Sometimes they're capitals, sometimes they're special characters, but it's pretty much the entire song.
Well, I will tell you what, it's very good to have a secure password. It's very bad to reuse it. So you may have the perfect password, but if you use it in multiple locations, you put yourself at risk. So it's a good idea to find a password vault or a tool that can help you create a new unique password every time you use one.
Yep. That's what I use a version of that there. So by the way, you got 2 minutes and 55 seconds left. Would you like to do some promo time?
Sure. Let's do it.
Go for it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we were at a claim show this week in New Orleans. That was very exciting. And we're headed down, as I said, to Tampa next week. But in about a month from now, when this airs, we intend to be at the Intelligent Insurer Show. And we'll be talking about ways that we're streamlining processes for small, medium-sized businesses to easily obtain cyber insurance. It's a really difficult market, very expensive. And you have to proactively prepare your organization to be an attractive risk to underwriters. We have tips on how to do that. And if you happen to be going to this show, come by and check us out. We'd love to talk with you about it.
Perfect. Love it there. So Bill, you got 2 minutes and 5 seconds left. Is there anything else you'd like to add? We can end early, and any early is okay.
One thing I want to add, Bob, is that it's Friday, been a long week. Excited to have a fantastic weekend. I hope you are too. And everybody who might be seeing this, if you're watching this on a Friday, you have a good weekend.
Yeah, but there we go. You pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Bill, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Well, when I look at it on paper, it looks like Bob.
It does look like Bob there. Your website, say it real quick.
TechRisk.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Bill, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.